entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. Please encourage others to do the same. And also, let us know what you think. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. With me, as always, a bald-headed man who has his problems, but don't hold it against him. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, how are you doing today, buddy?
Good evening!
Wow, a little bit of enthusiasm for once.
Good evening to you, Dick.
Dick. I thought you were going to slip into something there. It sounded like you were doing an impression.
Of who?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's no. Why it sounded like, and I was getting ready for the ride, but you just fucking plowed into a fucking buttress.
Right, a fucking snowbank.
Yeah. You just led us into oblivion, and once again.
That's all I like to do. I like to set things up for failure.
Speaking of setting things up for failure, Frank, and you doing it, last week on the show. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, how was the show?
That's right. There was no episode.
Oh, why not?
There was no episode of the DJ New Style Show because, to be honest, I wanted to have you on the show. I think that you're a part of it, right?
Right.
How many years have we been doing this, Frank? You started what? August 2007? Is it safe to say you're a fucking part of the show?
I'm an integral part of the show.
I wouldn't say integral.
Excuse me.
You're a part of it.
Okay.
Like the callus that I pick off every 3 months is a part of my foot.
Okay.
You're a part of it. So wanted you to be on last week, and I
couldn't make it, my friend.
Couldn't get a hold of you.
Couldn't make it.
Just too much important stuff going on, right?
Well, if you consider sleep important, then there you go, buddy. Buddy boy. I fell asleep at 6:30 p.m., and I woke up at about 3:30 a.m.
Well, I know all this, Frank. I'm fully aware. I was briefed. And you want to know how I know this?
How?
You know how I know this. I got a text or two from you explaining Sorry. I was asleep at 6:30, but I woke up at 3:20.
Right. So in case you wanted to do the show at 3:20, I just want to let you know.
Yeah. When I woke up the next morning after saying, you know what, it was good that we didn't do a show because I got a lot done on a project I'm working on for Heroes Talk, and I got to do some more programming for that and design and all that, and I felt okay about it. I felt a little shitty that we didn't do an episode, but all in all, I was okay. I look at my phone, as I've been known to do in the morning, and I saw that I had some missed calls. I had some missed calls.
I know what you're getting at.
Well, let me explain where I'm getting at. Then don't try to head this off, because it's fucking horrendous. Okay? Mm-hmm. I look at it, and I have a missed call from Frank. Go, oh, Frank tried to call me. And then I look below, and I have another missed call from Frank. But wait a minute, there's a camera next to his name in my recent calls list. And it says FaceTime. And it said 3:20 a.m. I had a fucking missed FaceTime request from you at 3:20. Do you know how absolutely revolting that is?
All right. Do you know that there was a FaceTime request from you as well that same night that I checked?
It doesn't matter.
So when you were trying to get in contact with me, you gave me a FaceTime as well.
I looked at the phone and I saw.
And it was an accidental FaceTime me giving it to you because I was half asleep.
I'm so sure it is. First of all, here's the fucking deal. You were wide awake. That was your morning. You were so proud of it.
Whatever. Are you wide awake when you get up in the morning, dummy?
You've been crowing about how you only get by on 2 hours sleep for the last, I don't know, 6 months at this point. You sleep like a fucking restless newborn.
Right.
Absolutely horrendous. Business hours aren't over on the West Coast, and you're in fucking Betty Bye. What are you doing? You're going to bed at 6:30.
Well, I was up 24 hours plus the day before, and it caught up with me, so I had to...
How old are you?
I'm 41 years of age.
You're 41 years of age, and you still do the no-dos?
I don't do them anymore because they were giving me side effects.
By your desk, there's no more just empty bottles and no-dos?
No, because the no-dos, what was happening when I was taking the no-dos, it was I couldn't stop smelling a new mouse pad. My inside nostril smelled like a new mouse pad.
That's very descriptive. You know, you have a way of really describing smells.
Thank you.
You were trying to make me feel something by describing a scent that I think a lot of us would know. I think like a certain baked good.
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with...
Could you take the listeners through this whole description that you did? Like you said...
Are you familiar with Pillsbury biscuits? They come in a tube in the dairy section?
They come in a tube. What do you do with them? You buy them and
You buy them and they come in a tube and you twist the tube or sometimes you'll bang it on a table and you'll hear a little pop.
Yeah, and sometimes they're pre-sliced or you just slice them to your desired thickness.
And if you ever got a whiff of that raw dough...
Yeah, that dough. That's a good smell, right?
Okay.
I mean, does Donna make those for you?
I don't know. Once in a blue moon.
What have you ever eaten them with?
Butter.
So what I'm asking is, what type of meals have you had them with?
Oh, I don't know. I just make them eat them like that with butter.
We usually have those on Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's a special occasion for you biscuits, huh?
Well, that's not a special. It's just a quick thing you can get a lot of. And the smell of that dough kind of reminds me of, like, you know, being with my family on Thanksgiving. That's the association I have with it. So when you describe that, I think my mom, my aunt, my sister, like everybody. I think of all my family. Why are you describing this smell?
Well, because I have certain body parts that smell like that.
You could have just said it, and that probably would have had more effect, more...
I don't want to say it.
It would have had more of a punch.
I have people listening.
Who's listening?
Oh, you never know.
No, I would like to know. You know that somebody's listening.
Well, maybe my mother's listening.
Your mom is listening? Has she ever heard this before?
Maybe.
She's listened to the show.
She's listened to it, and she was kind of disgusted with what I had to say.
Well, if she's heard other episodes, surely she knows that you've said that your dick smells like Pillsbury dough. Steve the LARPer is confirming that he's heard this before. He said that, yeah, Frank's crotch smells like biscuit dough.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you were a single guy, you could have your fucking... You'd be the toast of Fat Town.
Excuse me?
You'd be the toast of Fat Town. You wouldn't be able to keep the fat chicks off of your fucking crotch. They'd be putting drawn butter all over your fucking shorts. You know, you describe a lot of your crotch ailments with food and roughage, you know.
Like, yeah,
you
said
you said you had dick seeds before.
Now,
is your mother aware that you had dick seeds? Which
I don't know.
Had a doctor actually describe that as a venereal disease.
Really?
Yeah, Dr. Steve once said that was a venereal disease. If you have something that looks like seeds in your dick,
right.
Something
well, I used to push them out, so...
Yeah, well, you know, as long as you got it out. Anyway, Frank, which smell were you describing before the penis smell that you like to tell everybody? I don't even remember. I don't even know what the fuck you were talking about. But I know you were prattling on and on and on about it.
I don't recall.
Yeah, you don't recall anything, do you?
No. You can refresh my memory.
Oh, maybe later on at 3:30 you'll fucking FaceTime me and tell me what
maybe
it was.
Maybe I will.
Why is it that I can't just have a conversation with you now? Why is it that, like, I'll be on the cell phone with you, we'll be talking about whatever, as friends do, talk about shit on the phone, and then you'll say, are you at home?
Right.
And I'll say, yeah, I'm at home. Okay, click. And then all of a sudden, I have a fucking
FaceTime.
Yeah,
I like doing a FaceTime.
And then I have a FaceTime request for you.
Well, you called me Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
And I want to do a FaceTime, and I look at and you get on camera, and you got these fucking Coke bottle glasses on.
Yeah, because, you know, I wear glasses on the weekend. But you got to understand, when I see FaceTime requests from Frank, I know you're nestled in your dungeon. you're probably in some kind of comfortable fucking sleepwear.
You know what? It's very...
And the thing is, I picture you fucking breathing heavy and gripping at yourself.
No, my hands.
Like, I gotta see. I gotta see. What the fuck do you need to see me for?
When you talk to somebody, you like to see them. That's
all. Why? Why the fuck do you need to see me?
When I was a kid back home, it was always something to see. It was always a fantasy to be able to talk to somebody on the phone and see them. And I says, I wonder if that'll ever happen. And now it can happen.
That was a fantasy of yours?
Well, it was... It was something that you always wondered what would ever happen, and now that technology is here, my friend, via the iPhone,
really?
Via the internet phone.
So when you were a little kid, you would hope that this would happen. This is something you desperately wanted.
No, I always said to my mother, I says, will we ever be able to see people while we talk to them on the phone?
I mean, did she say, shut up and get the fucking plates, we're having coffee and. We're having coffee and you're asking me about the fucking Jetsons. Go get the goddamn forks. Get the Entenmann's pecan ring.
It's funny that you mentioned the coffee in because my wife does something where she has these up in our bed in our dressing area of our bedroom.
Ooh, slow down. Go ahead.
She has these little filing cabinets that she puts little labels on, and one of them says
panties.
No, it says miscellaneous and such.
Oh, God damn it. That would irritate me.
And I was saying, what the heck does and such mean?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, it's almost like coffee and such.
Yeah, why would you add and such to miscellaneous?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Steve has cracked the code. Are you interested in... And see, this is why Steve the LARPer is... this proves that he's smart. Steve knows what else is in that drawer. Sure, it's your miscellaneous drawer, but that and such means there's a little something extra in there. Something that might have a male Spanish name that comes out when Frank goes to work. Oh, Escobar. Quick, to the misc and such drawer. Frank Lumbers. Oh, shit, Frank. He's suggesting that maybe a marital aid.
Yeah, Stephen LARPer, he's a faithful, long-time listener of the DJ New Style program, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Do you have an issue with him?
I don't.
Oh, okay, because he just suggested
time,
that the and such referred
to
dildos.
He had a little bit of an attitude problem, but he seems to be okay now.
Great, that's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic, Frank. Now,
No shit.
Oh, I fucking hate you. I absolutely hate you. Why do you do that? Do you know what you just did?
I recorded a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. We all know what you fucking did. You've been programmed, Frank.
You know, you could suck a golf ball out of a garden hose, not even have enough nerve to do a reach around.
It sounds just like it, and it's definitely written in the script that way. It isn't. You fucked it up, Frank. I couldn't. I just want to fucking slap you in the face as in front of your mom. Like, I want to sit her down. I would love to prepare a nice meal for your mom. Frank, did you know that I've actually taken to cooking? I actually enjoy cooking.
Right. You have mentioned it because you do have new granite countertops and you would like to take advantage of the cooking.
I'm pretty psyched about having the countertops.
Somebody's doing real good. Granite countertops. That is the top of the line countertop and you have granite countertops. How does that make you feel?
It's actually Silestone.
I apologize.
Which was more expensive than granite.
Oh! I noticed how you sneaked that in there.
I did. Yes, I did. Well, I've taken to cooking, and I'd like to I'd like to prepare something for your mother, nice little snack, and serve it to her, and get it to her liking so that she smiles after each bite and have her start eating it and then proceed to just fucking beat the living shit out of you in front of her. That would be a perfect day for me after hearing you just attempt to do fucking lines from Full Metal Jacket on the show. That is what I want to do. Did you you have a good Halloween? We didn't get to talk about this. We didn't get to talk about this.
The kids are growing up. It's not like it used to be. The kids are doing
their
own thing.
Your oldest is how old now?
12, 9, and 7.
Michaela is how old now?
It's not Michaela, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Does that bother you?
Well, it's not her name.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want me to call you Kyle?
How's Leif doing? How old is Leif at this point? Your son, Leif? How old is he?
You know what I do call him? I call him Lucas.
Why do you call him Lucas?
I don't know.
Because that's where you beat him?
No, I don't beat him.
You don't beat him? You've never hit your son?
I have no comment about that.
So you did. Anybody who has no comment means they've done it.
I've given him a
because their
spanking.
Comment would be, no, I never did.
Given him a spanking.
You've given him a spanking?
Yeah. Now, let me guess. The guy who has no kids is going to give parental advice.
No, I don't care. You can do whatever you want to him. Fucking pelt him with water balloons. I don't give a shit. It's your kid. It's not mine. I was just wondering if you've ever hit him. Because you call him Lucas. Like, you make fun of the name you gave him. That's not very fair. Like, you set him up so that you can make fun of him. So they're old now. They're not into Halloween. No,
they're into it. But we used to go with a group of people, and now they want to go on by themselves. And
that's scary.
And, yeah, it's sad in a sense. You know, the kids are getting older.
Well, I mean, that's not what I was talking about. I'm talking about the fact that we live in a world where it's frightening to let kids, I think, just go to random houses and knock. Like, we have maps where there's fucking red...
Oh, you dropped something.
Yeah, I did. We have maps where there's red dots indicating the people that are statistically right. likely to fuck your kids. You know?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
We never had that before. I mean, the people
were
there.
I have an app that has that.
You do. I understand. And conveniently, it's always red whenever you're in your house. Just a big red dot. Frank, did you let them go to just random people's houses?
No, I mean... there was adult supervision, okay. But it wasn't. It's sort of like the thing where you're like a couple of houses. They'll maybe like three or four houses ahead of you, whereas before it was, you know, you were right at that house. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. You just kind of hang back. What I noticed a lot of the parents are doing now are they're just standing on the sidewalk, staring at their fucking phone and pawing at it until they hear little footsteps near them, and then they keep moving while looking at their phone, and then when they hear the footsteps get distant, they stop, and they hear the footsteps again, and then they keep moving. They never stop looking at their fucking phone, and the kids come back with God knows what in their little fucking pumpkin bags. On Halloween, we didn't really get that many kids. We got maybe 5 kids, and I was fucking loaded.
Really?
I was loaded for bear. I was absolutely ready to fucking roll and be the fucking legendary full-size candy bar house. I had a fucking suitcase of full-size Nestle's Crunch bars, a fucking shopping bag full of Baby Ruths and 3 Musketeers, and we got 3 fucking kids. 3 to 5 kids, maybe, on Halloween. And I gave them the option, Frank. I gave them the option. Like, I would take a bowl of the fun size and strewn out...
Oh, you had fun size. You said full size, now you're saying fun size. Which is it?
Let me finish.
Looks like you just fumbled up your whole fucking thing.
You didn't hear my sentence.
I apologize.
What did I say before that?
I don't know, but if you keep dropping whatever you're dropping, I'm going to go cuckoo.
I'm sorry. I said that I gave them the choice. I came out with a bowl of the fun size, and on top, like when you get a...
Oh.
What? I'm sorry. What's going on?
Stop. Take that out of your fucking hands and throw it across the fucking room, whatever the fuck it is.
I don't know what you mean. And I would...
Jesus Christmas.
What?
Seriously, stop playing with the change.
I don't have any change.
It's kind of fucking annoying, dude.
Okay.
Don't you don't want to fuck with me.
So you know when you get like a grilled chicken salad and they have these long like strands of chicken like laid over the top of the salad?
Yeah.
I did that with the full-size candy bars. Are you okay?
Could you stop playing with the coins, please?
What? What coins?
The coins you keep dropping because of your fucking Butterfingers.
Oh. No, I had Three Musketeers.
Why would you? So you had a bowl of fun size, then you would put strips of a full size on top of the.
I strung out the full size.
What was the point of that? Some kind of psychology
test? I wanted to see what they would do. I said, you have your choice. You can have some of these, or you can have a full size candy bar. And if they said, here are my terms. If they said some of these being the fucking fun size bars, I would have given them like a fucking fistful. I would have given them 6 to 8 fun size bars, far exceeding the full size. If they said full size, I would have just given them one of them. Every single time they said full size, Nestle's Crunch, they're the best. Nestle's Crunch, I like those.
And were they Russian kids?
No, they're just little fucking kids who can't say R.
It sounds Swedish.
Nestle's Crunch, I like them. They're the best. So I threw those in their little fucking bags. And then I started noticing something. I was getting a little fucking tired of these kids coming over there, just staring at me like I'm obligated to give them something because they went to fucking CVS and bought a plastic fucking Chucky mask. They don't fucking say anything anymore. They just look at you and hold their bag out. So I started getting a little bit shitty with these kids. Started
sarcastic,
shitty with them. I was getting shitty with them. Okay. Said, "Can I help you?" I'd say, "Do you have something you want to say to me? Got anything you want to say?" Trick or treat. I can't hear you. Trick or treat. 10 times. I got this one group of kids to scream like they were trying to get out of a cavern that they fell into. Trick or treat. That's how loud they were screaming, and I got them to scream it 10 times as a group, and then once each, because I only opened up my little screen door a little bit, so I'd be able to give candy to one kid at a time.
You're still afraid, aren't you?
What do you mean afraid?
You're just afraid. I mean, the reason why you get the full-size candy bars is because you don't want people to do anything to your house.
Actually, that never really crossed my mind. The reason why I gave out the full-size candy bars... Do you want the real reason, friend?
Let me guess. Amanda got a discount at Walmart or Walgreens or something?
Well, you remember when you came up to our house and you marveled at the amount of shit that we had?
You have so much... I've never seen anything like this before.
It probably a suitcase.
Dining room tables full of smorgasbord of all kind of chocolates and candies and caramels.
That was what? I don't know. January?
Right.
That chocolate is old as shit.
You gave them fucking year-old candy?
Yes. I made it look like I was doing something so fucking benevolent. I gave them year-old fucking Crunch bars. And the problem is that they were from ShopRite, and it was like the ShopRite anniversary. Like, it has a specific year. Like, it says 40th anniversary on it. I think that was lit, like, last summer.
Wow.
Those candy bars are from last
fucking
summer.
One time, my mother gave out... year-old milk duds that were in the freezer for a year because she forgot to buy Halloween candy. And you know how when the chocolate gets all white after like a certain amount of time in the freezer?
When you freeze it, but we had these out in the house, regulated temperatures. Some of them, I'm not going to lie, were like fucking shattered candy bars in the wrapping. So like it rattled as I threw it in their fucking bag. But I made these kids work for it a little bit. I wasn't just going to give it to
them. I could just imagine you open the door up and you open the door and you puff your chest out. Oh, I'm the big homeowner now, okay? I'm the homeowner. You respect me. You coming from my house for candy. You respect me. You probably had this smirk on your face thinking who the fuck you were. You know what? You ain't nothing.
Thanks. I appreciate that. That wasn't the case at all. I went down there. Keep in mind, there were some kids that said trick or treat. They were treated like royalty. I gave them not only one fun size, but also a full size. And I gave them I gave one of them an Almond Joy. And I would not part with a fucking Almond Joy if you fucking paid me. I'm sorry. I enjoy them. Oh, but this little kid, what?
No, I was reading something. Go ahead.
What were you reading?
I was reading something. It's not apropos to the conversation.
Well, thank you for doing things that are not apropos to
the you know what? It was just a sporadic reaction that came up.
You know, last week you would have been fucking fast asleep at this time.
That's true. I was in La La Land.
So the reason why I did the full-size candy bar thing was because it was really, really old candy and I wanted to get rid of it. But partly because I'd always heard of this house. Like, they were, the next day in school after you... Like, when you're a kid, the next day in school... When you tell all your fucking horrific stories, like, oh, the fucking, I got chased by a dog, or I fought some kid, or I smashed a pumpkin on this kid who's wearing a Bill Clinton face mask, or, you know, we got to the house and they were just giving out fucking Snickers bars because they, you know, they didn't have any regular candy. They had full size. And I'm like, full size? We're fun size? Like, my fourth grade mind did exactly what you did. Tried to make sure that they didn't say fun size. Are you sure full size? It was fun. No, it was full. And that house, I've never found it. In my career of trick-or-treating, never found it. So I decided to be that house with old shit that should have been thrown out. But what was weird is that we had a snowstorm on Halloween. So they, I didn't know this, but the fucking town canceled.
It wasn't on Halloween, but whatever.
Excuse me. You fucking shithead.
It wasn't, the snowstorm was not on Halloween. I think it was in the couple days before Halloween. Well, Halloween was a Friday, I believe. Or
well,
a
God, I should just keep making mistakes so you pay attention to the fucking conversation.
Halloween was a Monday.
Because God forbid, I fucking slip up. Then you lose your place in your fucking Jane Austen novel, whatever the fuck you're reading, other than listening to a conversation that you're a part of.
I'm listening and you're fucking up, so I'm pointing out your disparagements.
My what?
You're... Go ahead. Whatever you're saying.
Interesting. Well, interesting. So they moved it. They actually moved Halloween.
So your township...
Yes.
...actually took it upon themselves to alter the calendar. Is that what you're trying to say?
They didn't fucking alter the calendar. I mean, they just said, instead of having it today, we're just going to have it on Friday.
So I'm sure there had to have been some citizens that didn't get the memo that Halloween was changed.
I tore through a lot of the good candy bars. I mean, granted, we still had a shitload of the full ones that we're gonna probably throw out. We're probably gonna throw them out this weekend, I think. Maybe or just.
Do you be able to save them for me?
Yeah, you want them?
Yeah.
You like Crunch bars?
Oh, I love Crunch.
You like pudding?
I like pudding.
Anyway, so. I was tearing through these, and the next thing I know, on Friday, we're going to have fucking trick-or-treaters. So now I get the opportunity to yell at these kids for that come up there so fucking entitled, like today is all about them. Like it's not about the charity and appreciation of saying trick-or-treat, getting a fucking candy bar, and saying thank you and walking away. Did you even leave your basement to partake in this holiday?
Yeah, I said I went with my kids for a little while, and then I gave out some candies.
You gave out some candies? What did you give out? I picked. Let me guess. You give out fucking Tootsie Rolls.
No. We gave out
a piddling little
it was varieties,
piece of shit.
Different varieties. Everything from a Score bar to a Heath bar to Kit Kat to Nestle Crunch.
Wow, Score bars and Heath bars. Awesome. They're the same fucking candy.
Rolos, you don't see Rolos too
Score
often.
Score and Heath are the same fucking candy bar.
I don't know what the fuck they were. We gave out Rolos. You don't see them too often, do you?
Yeah, they're cheap fucking movie food.
You probably gave out Sweet Tarts.
I just told you I gave out full size Crunch bars from this summer 2009, whenever it was.
How much candy did you eat when you were giving it out?
Did I eat? I think all told, I probably had like 15 fun size Almond Joys. Absolutely. I just can't. I can't fucking.
I don't like
almond
juice because I don't like coconut.
Thank you. I had a ton of those fucking fun size almond joys, man. I don't know. Fuck it. Halloween, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you had a good fucking time.
So what else is new?
I got something that really pisses me off about you.
What's that?
And I've been trying to come up with a way to adequately express this to you. You forget the FaceTime thing. You know, we keep in touch fairly regularly. Would you say that?
Sure.
I call you a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
Couple times a week, right?
Right.
Why is it that every time I call you, You never fucking say hello. Like, you wait for me to say hello.
I do say hello, but my phone, I say hello three times.
You're having the goddamn Grinch grin that slowly takes over your whole fucking face until someone caves in and says hello.
I say hello. I say it, but when I say it, nobody responds.
I stopped fucking doing it for you. I won't say hello to you. Force you.
Wait 3 or 4 seconds until after I answer and listen. You'll hear me say hello.
Old people do that, Frank. Old people do that. You know why? Because their bodies, they've outlived their bodies and they can't get to the phone, and bringing it to their fucking ear and mouth is a process. With you, you're just fucking, I don't know what it is. Why do you wait? What's the big fucking, it's already
dumbass.
By your head. It's by your head.
Are you stupid?
No, are you, I'm not stupid. Why do you wait?
You couldn't pour water out of a boot with instructions on the heel.
Great. Congratulations, Frank. Which fucking Friars Club bathroom fucking stall did you read that out of?
I said to you, when I pick up the phone and say hello, either I don't hear you or you don't hear me, and it takes a couple of seconds before the communication correlates.
This never happens with anybody else.
It happens with McGrath as well.
How many times a day do you talk to McGrath?
I don't know, once a day?
Well, you know, it's hard for him to hear you saying hello when as soon as he sees that it picks up, he says, take out your cock. Take out your cock. And you're like, I said hello. Are you there? Hello, I already said hello. God. Frank, you just decide. I think you turn things into procedures just to make life difficult.
I truly don't. It's
you
the
do.
God honest truth. I try to hear it and it doesn't work. I'm sorry.
Wait, what do you have to hear?
When I say hello, I don't hear you say hello. So then I have to say hello 3 or 4 times before I eventually hear you.
So just say it once and then say it. If you don't hear anything, say it again.
Like, so what I do now is I just wait. And I'll wait a couple of seconds until I say hello.
And do you think this is just because you have an iPhone? It's just because of your phone?
There's some kind of miscommunication going on. I don't know what it is.
Do you do this with your regular phone? Your landline?
No, of course not. Because people hear me right away.
Okay. Well, maybe you should fucking realize that I've been hearing you fine. You know, you get literally it's a 10 Mississippi before you fucking say anything. And then this is why I know you're doing it so someone will cave in.
I am not.
This is why I know. This is why I know. You smug fuck. Because you go, hello, like that. Like you're irritated.
Yeah, because I say it.
You say it irritated, like you lost. Hello. Not hello. Or here, pretend you're calling me right now. Make a little phone ring noise.
Bling-a-ling.
Hello? Is that hard? It works every fucking time. Every time. Absolutely every time. That has never happened to me. Now, this is you. Bling, bling, bling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hello? It's not pleasant. I already hate you for
the pause.
I'm
not doing anything on purpose.
Yes, you are. You just said you made a conscious decision to wait 5 to 10 seconds before you say anything.
Yeah, that's what I have to do now. I have to wait a couple seconds.
That's all you have to do. God damn it. Do you have any friends? Do you and Donna ever socialize? Like, are you able to do this?
We had a couples night.
Wait a minute. You and Donna have couples nights?
Yes.
How often do you have couples nights?
Once or twice a year.
So like, is this like the same couples that you just meet up with?
And it's a different group of couples.
Is it like a supper club? You have a supper club?
No, we go out to dinner.
Yeah. Okay, so you go out to dinner and you have a little couples night. Is this a calendar entry that's kept in the miscellaneous and such drawer?
Maybe.
Under a cylindrical vibrating object?
You know, speaking of that, and tell me this wouldn't bother you. We went to dinner, and it was three couples. The check comes, and they automatically include 20% tax gratuity. I know it's redundant, but 20% gratuity on the check. Would that not bother you?
What was a good service? Describe the meal to me. Like how
it was Italian family style.
Are you familiar with family style? Yeah, I am. I'm familiar with it. What I want to know from you is, you say you have a couples night. There's three couples?
Well, this group was three couples, yeah.
Is this something that Donna looks forward to? She likes it?
Yeah, I mean, we've known these people for over 10 years, so it's like they're family.
Because here's what when I think of you going to a couples night, I picture you being dressed in your fucking house, your house coat.
House coat?
until there's 5 minutes before you have to leave. You're wearing your fucking house coat, and your wife's like, we gotta go, get ready! And you just throw on some shit, because you don't want to go, and you sit there and you fucking have a puss on your face.
No, it's not like that at all,
actually. So you're actually social with these people.
Yeah. You see, I'm not the buffoon that I am with you. You have to realize that.
With your family. You actually do this with people that your wife is related to.
We're not related to them.
That your wife is related to?
My wife's not related to them either.
Your wife's not related to her mother?
No, I thought you meant the couples.
No, I said you do this with people that your wife is related to, your wife's family. You sit there with a puss on your face. But you won't do that, but you won't exhibit that behavior with these people because they're actually friends that you both share. So you enjoy it, you go out there, and you see the bill. Did you say anything about this bill to them?
They told me that they included the 20% gratuity, and it bothered me a little because I didn't know if the service
was worth... Did you bring it up as something that you're irritated about to these friends of yours? Or did you try to play it down and be a big shot?
I don't think I made a big deal about it.
20%, who cares?
I think I said, you know what? I don't know if I agree with that. And then the other guy says, well, I always give 25%, so...
Oh, shit. He just fucking... He made you seem cheap.
Right.
And well, how'd you feel about that? So. How'd you feel about that?
I didn't care, but let's get to the issue at hand.
So how was the service? How was the service? That's what I want to know.
It was one of those Italian restaurants that are in like strip centers. Are you aware of those?
Yeah, come on. Don't ask me if I'm aware of everything.
Okay.
God damn it.
It was a family Italian. It was Italian style.
What'd you get? The food was okay.
The food was probably about an eight.
What'd you get?
I got chicken franchise, which is my favorite, but the problem was... they gave you three big pieces of chicken, but one of the pieces of chicken, it was that the chicken piece that's like fat and grizzly and hard, you know, and stringy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know, chicken franchise is like one of the choices you get when, hey, somebody's doing something. I need buffet food. Let me get chicken franchise.
Chicken franchise is one of my favorite dishes of all time.
It's fucking disgusting. Like, I'm pretty sure they probably serve that next to a sterno. That burns in fucking rigatoni at a strip club. Like, you know what? Have you ever been to a strip club that has food?
No, I haven't.
Absolutely disgusting. One of my friend's bachelor parties was at this, not even a strip club, it was a go-go place. So they're in their fucking Russian underpanties. Years ago this was. And they had a buffet station with a tray of fucking, I think it was chicken franchise and maybe rigatoni, and it was absolutely, I ate it. It was still fucking disgusting. Now we have to be a little bit sensitive to our friends from the South, namely Walter Sobchak from Hate Us Talk. He doesn't know what that is. He says, "What the fuck is chicken fried chase?"
It's franchise. Chicken franchise. It's chicken, battered chicken with lemon and butter, essentially, and garlic.
And what is it battered with?
It's battered in a coating.
A what?
A coating.
Yeah, okay.
Like a coating.
Eggs.
An egg coating.
Eggs.
Egg coating.
Yeah. Okay, so it's some kind of shitty chicken.
It's usually served over pasta. I like to get it over thick spaghetti.
It's the type of dish where it's like, well, you know, we didn't get rid of it all. It's like, yeah, fuck it, throw it away. Who cares? The people that prepare it will happily throw it away because it's that fucking shitty and cheap. and you love it. So you ordered that. You got that served family style. Sounds like you enjoyed it. The food was about an 8 out of 10, you said?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Why the problem was the tables were lopsided. In other words...
Please describe the table.
It was round. It was, you know what? It was a square. It was one of those square tables where you could pick up the ends and make it into a round table.
Oh, I see. So it had little end leaves.
Right. But the problem was every time you lean on a table, the table tilted to one side and everything would spill over.
No good. No good. So what did you do? You brought that to their attention.
We informed the waiter of this and then he put shivs underneath the leg.
Wait, he did what?
He put shivs, shivs underneath the leg to make it even.
He put shivs in somebody's leg? Did he get out of jail?
No, he put shivs underneath the leg.
Did he eventually break out of jail after the riot stopped? It's not a shiv. That's something you use when you need to kill somebody in prison. It's a shim.
Oh, a shim. A
yes.
Shim.
He put shivs in the legs. So, he's getting down on his one knee. Who was sitting next to the spot that was shimmed?
I was sitting next to it, but it was like they were not even aware that the tables were lopsided. It was like we were informing them that the tables were lopsided. So that kind of took points away.
Okay. But they fixed it for you.
It was still a little – we had to change tables, and we had to move all our stuff ourselves, the plates and everything.
Wait. When you have to switch tables – they move it for you.
No, we
when you when you decide to move tables, you move your own shit. What was it? Did you just say fuck it? We're going to a different table.
Right.
Okay. So you fucked them up and took a different table. It was probably in line for somebody else to use.
This place, there was like three other people there eating. It was
oh,
not
boy.
Very popular.
That's dangerous. You're eating buffet food at a fucking place with no customers. That shit is just sitting on a hotline back there. They made that at fucking 7:30 in the morning. What time were you eating?
7:30.
P.M.?
Yes. No, we were eating chicken at fucking in the morning, of course.
Just making sure, because you're eating 12-hour-old fucking chicken. They made that shit in the morning. They keep it in a fucking pan covered and with a fucking flame under it. And then when some asshole wants to have a family-style experience... they take the buffet, which you don't know is a buffet, put it on a huge plate, and marvel you with the fact that, oh, we could share! We could share it! But it's just old shit that was kept warm. And you know what, Frank? I agree. That place doesn't deserve an automatic 20% tip. The fact that they have that on there, you know, most places that have parties of whatever or more... don't think too highly of their clientele. There are probably places that have a lot of dine and dash, a lot of people that leave fucking piles of change as a tip. You know, that's kind of I would be upset with that, but I wouldn't say anything, especially after the guy said, "Oh well, you know, it's nothing. I usually leave 20%,
25%."
Oh, I'm sorry. What an asshole. 25%. Seriously? Yeah, I get it. You make a lot of money. Reward the Ecuadorians that are posing as Italian people. Why is it that in New Jersey, every Italian restaurant is run by South Americans? Have you noticed this?
I really can't tell the difference.
Between Italians and South Americans? What do you mean you can't tell the difference? I don't understand. Can you please explain that? How do you not know?
No, I don't know if they were South Americans. I don't know. I think they were probably Italian, these people.
So you can't tell the difference between a Spanish person, someone of Spanish or Latin descent, and an Italian person?
Yeah, I generally could, but I wasn't aware that Ecuadorians were running Italian restaurants. I apologize.
Oh. This is just you being safe? Yes or no?
No, it's not. I'm not aware of – I mean, I've seen pizza places that weren't Italian, pizza places.
Well, I'm sorry about that. It seems like it's a pizza place. It's a fucking strip mall, Italian place.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Frank, you've decided to do a little bit of diligence here and a little bit of show prep. You've come up with a couple stories.
Not much.
One of which I'm very interested in. But first, I got to tell you, our show is sponsored by ICU2. That's ICU, the number 2.com. They've been very, very generous with us, and they have a great product. Go to ICU2.com, and listen, what do they do? You want to know what they do? How about video conferencing? Have you ever heard of it, you fucking jerk off? Have you ever heard of it? Well, maybe you should fucking look into it. They're one of the first to do it. ICU2. You go to ICU2.com. Download it. It's free to try. And within minutes, seconds, depending on whatever connection or computer, I don't give a shit, you will be face to face with someone from any place. It's ICU2. It's the future. It's the past. It's the present. It's fucking everywhere. Every time and every place. ICU2 is very much like God. ICU2. ICU2.com. Come on. Now, Frank, your first story here that you that you've put out is some. I thought it was an old story, and it's not that new, but I've heard of people doing this. This is like a form of disciplining your child, I guess. Do you want to please explain your story to me?
Oh, let me find it first.
Oh, my God. You had two fucking stories. You literally had two stories that you brought to me. That you brought to me and
I
said.
I thought you were going
to
read the story and I would comment on it. A 22-year-old
mom. Why the fuck would I do that? You're picking stories because they're in. Never mind.
May I finish, please?
I'm sorry. Please continue.
A 22-year-old mother was facing child abuse charges after police say she glued her toddler daughter's hands to a wall, kicked her in the stomach, and beat her over a potty training issue. Okay. Now,
okay.
So Jocelyn Cedillo, too, was on life support with multiple internal injuries at a Dallas hospital.
Does she look like she runs an Italian restaurant in New Jersey?
No, she doesn't.
I would say she does. Continue.
The newspaper citing police records say glue and paint were stuck to Jocelyn's palms and that skin had been torn away in places.
Okay.
My problem with this is as follows. I have no problem putting
glue on. Let me hear your
on.
Problem with this. Go ahead.
I have no problem with the glue on the hands. If it's Elmer's glue, it's fine because Elmer's glue doesn't stick. And nothing fucking sticks with Elmer's glue. It's the worst fucking glue in the world. That little fucking cow on the fucking front of it or whatever the fuck it is. Elmer's glue sucks. Now, if you
against Elmer's glue?
Huh?
What do you have against Elmer's glue?
Has Elmer's glue ever worked for you as a kid? Has Elmer's glue ever been successful for you? Be honest. Never. You always put too much on, and you fucking put the construction paper, and you put it on, and it spills on the side.
I don't know what the. Why are you ranting about Elmer's glue? It works just fucking fine.
Elmer's glue has never been successful to anybody. When you were a kid in our class, you put the Elmer's glue, no matter how delicate.
You know, you're right. Actually, you're right. You would take those popsicles, and you're supposed to put one dot, but you'd still put like a fucking.
Of course, you'd fucking pour the whole fucking bottle on there.
You'd put a goddamn Peter North jizz rope down it. And all it called for was a drop, and it would just spill out and put a fucking cummy glaze all over your artwork, and you'd hand it to your parents, and they'd look at it and say, nice, and then throw it out, and you'd never see it again. And you'd wonder what happened to the spice rack you created.
And then once in a while, you know what the big treat was? Once in a while, you'd have paste.
Yeah, paste was good.
The paste was like like a stick of butter. You put that thing in there, and you swirl it around, you paste it, and it smelled really good. And Elmer's glue didn't smell bad either, but it didn't work.
Here's what Elmer's glue was good for. Just coating your entire hand with Elmer's glue and then making it look like you were losing your skin. Just say, look, I can peel my own skin off. Peel huge sections of your hand and freak out like the little dumb fucking cunts in second grade. Like, shut up. You know it's glue. You just fucking used it. You saw me using it. I fucking ruined my art project 30 seconds ago. Like I'm really molting. You fucking idiot. But yeah, you'd still do it. And it would still fucking make them scream like assholes because they are. But yeah, Elmer's glue sucked. Absolutely sucked. But I agree with you there. But what I don't understand is why do you said you agree with the glue As long as it's Elmer's glue.
I have no problem gluing your kid's hands to a wall, but as long as it's Elmer's glue. Or maybe even just double-faced tape.
Double-sided tape?
Double-sided tape.
Well, Elmer's glue, you agree, would not work. There's no way you're gluing a child to the wall with Elmer's fucking glue.
No doubt.
The only, like, this kid was how old? 2?
Yeah.
Probably, like, maybe, what, 35 pounds? I don't know. Right, how much does the 2-year-old weigh?
35 pounds? I don't know.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for saying the exact figure that I have no idea. Meanwhile, whenever I speak about anything to do with a child, you remind me I don't have any fucking kids.
I said
kids.
35.
Look at the guy with no kids talking about kids. Well, here I am reaching out to you for some kind of fucking insight.
Well, here I am.
15 pounds, 20 pounds. Thank you, Clayton from Texas. I really appreciate that. So let's see.
And this took place in his home state.
Of course it did.
What is that supposed to mean?
So now, this 2-year-old kid, they glued to the wall. They're using a substantial fucking glue.
Right.
So much that I guess the kid fell off and their skin stayed. They're using like a Gorilla Glue. You ever see Gorilla Glue? Like that shit'll glue fucking concrete together.
I'm not aware
Something
of that.
Like that. Elmer's glue would never work, and it would just ruin your walls. So don't fucking tell me that you condone using Elmer's glue. It's just going to get all over your fucking kid's hands.
I've used double-faced tape before.
To do what? To hang up a Ralph Macchio poster, but not fucking put Luke in his place.
No, never.
So you really are just saying you support the decision to use glue just because you know it won't work.
I disagree with everything except the glue thing. I'm okay with the glue as long as it's a double-faced tape or Elmer's.
Okay. Double-faced tape wouldn't work. It actually just ruined the paint, and so would Elmer's. Thank you. So I would say you're just trying to come up with a clever way of saying that you don't think it's a good idea to glue your kid to the wall. Am I right?
Yes. Well, who does?
This bitch. And she kicked her in... Did she say she kicked her in the stomach? I have to wonder, did she set it up nice? Like, she glued the kid to the wall and then, like, did a nice running, spinning back kick to the 2-year-old abdomen? Or did she glue the kid, kick her in the stomach, and see if she'll stick like one of those fly people? Like... When do you think the kick occurred? Does it say when it occurred?
A little drag Jocelyn by her feet from the kitchen to another part of the apartment, put glue on her hands, and stuck them to the wall.
It's got to be after then. Wow, that's insane. And because of a potty training incident, she was just plain tired of changing diapers at that point.
Well, what you have here is people who are too young to have children.
How old is she? 22. 22.
Well, that's not really young, I guess.
It's pretty young at this point. 22 is like, when you're 22, you're essentially 15 if this were the 40s. Money, the prices of things are a lot less and ages are a lot less. Everything is just more now. You have more childhood. You have more money, but it doesn't mean shit. 22, you're still a fucking kid.
Mo better blues.
You shouldn't have children at fucking 22. And I got an email at my work address from his work address. Shawnee Murphy sent it to me. The Duggars are pregnant with their 20th kid. Do you follow this shit? I don't even know what Duggars are. what they are. Like they're some kind of fucking pest. They're the people that have a show called 19 and Counting or something. I don't know. Are they
Mormons or something?
Yes. And I only know them because for some reason my mom has some kind of reverence for them. She thinks like, oh, that's so nice that they do. All the kids, they play piano so nice. You should see them. They have a buddy system and blah, blah, blah. Like, does anybody not see that this fucking woman has been pregnant like her entire life? And she has daughters and now they see their fucking role model is just a pump for fucking children. She's a fucking pump. That's it. Dad, Jim Bob. The dad is actually named fucking Jim Bob. Jim Bob's feeling a little randy. Looks like we're going to have another a fucking 21st sibling. Fucking absolute heinous bullshit. There's too many fucking kids, and I'm tired of hearing about this shit, and I'm tired of hearing about people fucking taping children to the wall, affixing children to the wall with epoxy or whatever the fuck it is, or hitting their son in the knees. sorry. Frank, I don't know what you want. What does this story say to you?
It doesn't say anything to me.
It's just something you're reporting?
It's something I'm reporting. I'm not here. I'm here to report. I'm not here to dissect.
You have no other. You're reporting a story from September 12th?
Yeah.
Like, it's got a date right there. Like, I mean, it's one thing if it's an old story and it moves,
right, but
it moves you to have a passionate
opinion. It's a new
opinion.
Story to you.
I think you know how I said I've heard about another story.
Well, because you heard of another child abuse story.
I'm pretty sure it was this one exactly.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you have another story, Frank.
I do. And this story comes straight from another state, Ohio, the Buckeye State.
Yes.
A morbidly obese Ohio man died Wednesday.
You sure that Ohio, not New Jersey? You are still alive, right? I'm sorry. What did your Wii say that your BMI was?
I'm morbidly obese.
Oh, okay, so it's one of your peers in Ohio died. Okay.
A morbidly obese Ohio man died Wednesday after being found unconscious in his home several days earlier. The man was sitting in a chair for 2 years and was physically fused to it when he was discovered by two roommates. Now, authorities who arrived in the house in Bel Air reported seeing the man sitting amidst his own urine and feces, which was infested with maggots. The man's skin had become attached to the recliner's cloth. I've always been disgusted by things that have been the word fused. Things that are fused. It makes me cringe when you see like fucking
fused is a fucking disgusting word. Like thing
it is.
There was a kid I went to school with in grade school. He had fused fingers. Like, they were fused in the womb, and he had surgeries to try and separate them. And for, like, I remember early on, there was, like, an attempt to save one of the fingers, and then, like, all of a sudden, the kid's in high school, he's got, like, a Simpson character hand. Like, he's just got four fingers.
Why would he just take a fucking, like, a knife or some, just slice down the middle of the two fingers?
Yeah, you know, I don't think he ever thought of that. I'm sure there'd be no
nerve
damage.
Didn't you just
want
to take his fucking two fingers and pull them apart?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you did, but I mean, I never really saw the fused thing. I saw the post-operation thing. Like he got that when I first met him. But so this guy died from sitting in a chair for 2 years? And who discovered him?
I guess neighbors or roommates or something.
I got this story here. It says he'd been sitting in a chair for 2 years and was physically fused to it when he was discovered by two roommates. Oh, one of which was his girlfriend.
Now, if they're roommates, why did it take him so long to find him?
One of which was his girlfriend. His girlfriend fucking, didn't check in on him? The guy's been sitting in a chair for two fucking years so that his skin is fused to it. Frank, you better just stand up right now, please. Can you stand up for me?
I'm standing.
Okay, good. Now you can sit back down. I just want to make sure you don't get fused to your fucking cockpit chair that you work in 24 hours a day.
I'd like to email you something.
What do you email?
The actual news story of this actually happening.
Oh, I'm more into the idea that skin fuses to things. I don't want that. I don't fucking want that. Don't send it to me.
But they show pictures of the fused and everything.
They do. They show pictures of it. I want it. I absolutely want it. You don't have my real email address, and I can't look at it. So fuck it. I'll look at it another time, Frank.
Oh, my God.
What? What does it look like? Describe it.
The chair is, like, attached to his body.
Can you describe, do a better job describing it, please?
The chair, the cushion of the pillow is actually embedded into his skin. And his skin is over the cushion.
So his skin is weaving into and around the fabric of the chair. Just the cushion, the bottom of that chair. What type of chair are we talking here? Desk chair in front of two monitors in a basement?
A colonial style chair.
Oh, nice. Very classy. Very regal. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Like, you ever see a tree that kind of grows a little too close to a sign and it just takes it in? I think that's how your skin works with things that are around it. Like, that's why we get, like, sebaceous cysts. Like, hairs grow in on themselves. You know, things just kind of don't fucking fall off right, and they turn in on themselves, and you get these fucking sick bumps. This dude didn't have any opportunity to interact with anything except a chair. The skin wanted to slough off. It couldn't. So it just weaved in with the fucking fabric. And after reading this story, because you emailed it to me, I started Googling pictures of fused skin. And you can play at home if you're listening. Take a minute if you're at work. Open up a browser. Hide it with the I am working web browser tab, which has a fucking spreadsheet from Google Docs with like a couple sums, maybe a chart. And then go to the next tab and search for what did I put in? I put in Google fused skin. And you're going to see some shit. Fused skin. Frank, have you seen this?
I put fused skin in.
What do you see? And Google images right now, I see there's a picture of someone trying to make an elf ear. Did you see that? It's like the third row. And it's like an ear that looks like a sloth yeah. ear from Goonies. And if you click on that, it's a close-up, and it has the before and after of the person who's doing this. And it's like an average-looking girl. An average-looking Jewess who has decided that she wants to have fucking elf ears. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, you know, like, how much fucking attention do you need? How much attention do you absolutely fucking need that you need to make elf ears? And it sickens me, dude. It's like, what, makeup? Makeup's not working. I'm not getting pushed over the edge of being noticed wherever the fuck I go because I'm average looking. So why don't I make myself look like a complete fucking dickhead? You're going to have pointy ears on a job interview? You're going to have pointy ears when people take a picture of you after having your kid? Holding up your kid in a fucking family album with dumb fucking elf ears because you liked Lord of the Rings? What a fucking asshole. And what even pisses me off more is that there's probably dudes that think, you know, this chick's actually pretty hot. You know, she's kind of cool too. You know, I mean, she's like... She's kind of into, like, she's probably into role-playing, and, you know, maybe I could see myself with her, you know? Like, she probably has an elf name. And meanwhile, the types of dudes that she'd be attracting by having elf ears, she's not going to fuck any one of them for whatever reason. She just wants any fucking goddamn attention.
Why are you so angry about this?
Most
people who do things to their body want attention, dummy.
I'm just fucking tired of the blatant cries for fucking, let me damage my body, and people will notice me. I'm just tired of it. Fucking stupid. Absolutely fucking dumb. You watch porn. Another fucking tramp stamp. It just gets fucking tired. Absolutely fucking tired.
Fucking snooze.
It is. You know what else is a fucking snooze? You and your obsession with this I Like Girls Daily. I'm fucking sick of you mentioning this site to me. Ken, you gotta follow this site. You gotta follow this site. Why the fuck do I have to follow it? Tell me, Frank, why do I have to follow that site?
I don't know. I thought you'd be interested. You like looking at those pornographic sites sometimes.
Yeah. I do. I'm not going to put that shit. I'm not. Yeah, I do. But I know where to go for it. Like, I don't need porn intertwined into absolutely everything I'm doing. Like, that's why I don't need porn on my fucking iPhone. Like, probably Ed has.
You can't get porn on your iPhone. They won't allow it.
Kidding me. I can have a fucking porn on this thing right now.
There's no porn apps in the words.
Yeah. Okay. I don't need fucking stored movies that I can watch on my fucking iPhone.
What iPhone do you have?
I have the iPhone 4.
Oh. What? What do you have?
I have the iPhone 4, Frank. What do you think? You're cool? You think you're on the cutting edge? So now maybe you trade in
The iPhone 4S.
You trade in the old model for a girl with elf ears. And then you'll be the coolest.
iPhone 4S, jackass. I was one of the first people to get it, too.
That's great. Fantastic.
All right.
Here's something I'm sick of. I don't know why, but I still get Maxim. I guess Amanda got it for free.
I've never read Maxim.
Well, they have interviews with the new fucking whatever gash of the month, and every interview is the same. It's but I'm really down to earth, and this is kind of in line with an episode of Geeks of Rage where they talked about the girl gamer, geeksofrageshow.com. It's kind of in line with that, not necessarily, but it's my hatred for it is along the same vein. Invariably, every one of these fucking interviews has this fucking cunt say, they're like, well, what do you look for in a guy? Like, sense of humor, hands down. Sense of humor, hands fucking down. Meanwhile, none of these bitches are fucking some dude makes a hilarious caption on an image on fucking 4chan. Well, none of these fucking bitches are fucking like a funny dude. I'm tired of people trying to manipulate the public so that they can get attention. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired. You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of fucking everything. I'm tired of communicating with people. I'm tired of interacting. I'm tired of it because I don't know when interaction starts and fucking showing off and bragging begins. At this point. Do you know what I'm talking about at all? Fucking why does Facebook exist? Why does Twitter exist? What is the actual point of it?
I don't know, but you sure use both of them quite often.
I do.
So you're a hypocrite.
I do, and I don't know why. Why does it exist, Frank? What is the point of it? Tell me this right now.
To keep apprised of what's going on in society.
To keep apprised, to keep tabs on people.
It's sort of like to be one of those people who care about other people's business.
What, a busybody?
A busybody.
Is it more of being a busybody, or is it more of I got to share everything I'm doing? Is that what it is? Do you think it's that at this point?
Well,
like maybe
obviously
it started
people
off
share what they're doing.
No,
so other people can comment on them.
Everything, like. Is this like, I mean, maybe people post there because they want to keep it in one place and they can keep track of it. Maybe they post pictures, they post videos or whatever because, you know, they'll post it on there, it'll be online and they'll have them. But the idea of the social networking thing now, if you're not promoting something.
I think you're jealous that you didn't create this social networking thing.
I think that you're not listening to what I'm saying.
I asked you once before.
I think you're not listening to what the fuck I'm saying, and you're trying to have an angle without having any knowledge of the conversation. Am I right?
I don't know what you just said.
Thank you. Fuck. My whole thing is, When you die, this whole shit is just, it's behind. This shit is what you leave behind. Everything you put on fucking Facebook, everything you put on Twitter, that right. Shit is there forever. And there's a little bit of magic lost if grandpa dies and you look at what he leaves behind and you found out, well, you know, 2 days before he died, he checked in at Chick-fil-A. I just think it would be a lot nicer if all the shit that we hoard online, that we accumulate online, was hoarding. Just, you want it, so you keep it somewhere. And, you know, the way pictures, you had all these fucking pictures in boxes and shit, and you show it to people, and they say, oh, I like that picture. Well, here you go. People agree to see it. It's not just like, hey, everybody I know, check this fucking picture out of my dumb dog, Teddy. Check this picture out of, my kids picking pumpkins, Frank. You know, it's not like that. It's just you had them and you kept them because they meant something to you. And when you died, someone fucking found them and either threw them out or looked through them because they wanted to see what you were into. They were interested in it. They weren't bombarded with this. It's just like having a wall of updates and pictures and videos is not as, to me, is not as cool as discovering an undeveloped roll of film or a box of fucking trinkets. Or something that your grandfather just kept because they meant something to him. You have to unravel that fucking mystery and figure it out. To me, it's reaching the point where it's not social networking. You need to network with yourself, and you need to just hoard the things that mean anything to you. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak, who doesn't want any part of this conversation because he doesn't know what to say about it. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. How are you guys?
Clayton from Texas. By the way, Hate Us Talk, that's hateustalk.com. You know, fantastic show. Episode 60 coming soon. They're getting better every single week. What's going on, buddy?
Well, It's certainly voyeuristic, but I'm kind of starting to get where you are. Like, I'm almost done with Facebook. I get on it, you know, sparingly. I think the problem is, I know that I've talked about it on our show before, about how, like, a slightly tangent from what you're saying is, do you remember the book Fahrenheit 451, where they were burning books?
Yeah.
You know, in an attempt to kind of control knowledge. Well, now I feel like we're kind of knowingly doing that. Like, we're putting everything electronic, and not only are you putting everything, you're relying so heavy on being able to turn on your computer, that what a value are you really putting up there? All you need is the electricity not to come on, and it's no longer available, it's no longer there. You know?
Yeah. It's like everything we do, we have to tell everybody. It's not like we can enjoy the things that we're doing. We can't just, you know, take a picture and because we think it's cool and keep it. We have to see if it's cool because everybody likes it or because people reblog it or retweet it. And I'm getting a little bit fucking tired of it. Nothing means anything
to anybody. Then fucking get all, log off of it. Don't go back on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. I'm sorry, Frank. Are you defending Facebook and...
I'm not defending anything. Don't complain about something. If you're a hypocrite. You're complaining about it, but yet you're going to be on tomorrow.
I'm not going to be on it tomorrow. That's the difference, Frank.
You're going to be on it. Then fucking log off and quit. Delete your account, dick.
Well, that's what I'm getting to.
No, you're not, because you're a hypocrite because you're promoting the DJ New Style Facebook page, but yet you're complaining about the it doesn't make sense. You're contradicting yourself.
I wish you had the mental power to connect the goddamn dots. I wish you had that fucking ability.
I was never good at connecting the dots.
Yeah, you weren't good at connecting anything. It's amazing you connected your dick to a vagina to procreate.
Frank, wouldn't you have to say, though, that, I mean, even if you disagree with something, at some level, you've got to kind of keep up with it. You can just disagree with the direction it's kind of going. You know, it's just... You know, okay, you want to keep up with family, and the next thing you know, it's a bunch of commercials, and then they want to just kind of know where you're at. They start tailoring everything to what you're looking at. You know, pretty soon Google's going to want all your information available to them. It's just a matter of time, without too much conspiracy on it.
Yeah, and here's what I'm doing. I'm not going to be on Facebook posting shit. I will be on to promote the show because, and here's the difference. When you use Facebook as yourself and you post things, you're just saying, hey, guess what? I got this and, well, we're friends, so you obviously want it. But when I post something as the DJ New Style Show, it only goes to people that have elected to see that. It only goes to people that say, I like this, so I want to see this. If someone sees it and they don't like it, they can say, I don't like
this
shit.
You can elect whatever you want people to see, whether you're posting something about your kids or whatever.
Yeah, but that's the difference, Frank. The difference is that it's under the guise of friendship. It's not subscribing. It's not fucking, I like this. I'm friends with people that I don't want to see another fucking update from. Do you see? That's the goddamn difference. That's the problem with this whole fucking thing.
Well, the problem is, no, well, you can solve some of that problem, Ken. You're too nice.
I'm too nice?
You're too nice. Don't friend people. Just kind of like you don't lend money to people that you wouldn't give it to. Same thing, you don't Facebook friends people or complete strangers. I've actually been Facebook friending complete strangers and having more fun with that. Like people I don't even know, never, I would never even see them, and I'm having more fun with that.
Yeah, I guess I'm just, I've used it to try and keep touch with people that I actually know. But I'm having more fun promoting the show using Chat Roulette and Facebook for the DJ New Style fan page than I am interacting as myself with people I legitimately know. And to me, it just feels like people are collecting all their shit into one little box, but guess what? Everybody they know has access to it. And it just, to me, it doesn't feel right. It feels fucking gross. It feels busy, and it's not. I don't think it's gonna last. I don't fucking think it's gonna last.
I remember, you know, Ken and I, you and I have had conversations about, like, I mean, the internet and that, it's fine. I mean, think of it this way: if it hadn't been for the internet or the social media at some level, like, I'm in Texas, in the southern tip of Texas, and y'all are in New Jersey, and there's no reason I should even, to be honest with you, know any of you.
True.
And yet somehow through this it's able to happen. And so there are good things with it, but the problem is it's like anything else, it just gets twisted, I think. You know?
Yeah, I guess I guess I'm just having a sense that it's going to become what I hate. it's gonna be that the accepted use of this is everything I hate about it. It's not to connect. It's not to interact. It's to publish. It's to to show everything I did.
Question, though. I mean, gathering what I know about you, you're not really, like, into what we even consider even medium-maintenance friends. You're like, I kind of like the low-maintenance friends in real life. Guys, okay, I don't need to talk to you every 20 minutes. You know, if I talk to you every 2 to 3 weeks, it's cool, a month, 2 months. So why wouldn't that be the same in online? You're like, it's too much work to keep up with that shit.
Well, yeah, it kind of forces people that want that. Like, some of my best friends I haven't seen, I don't even know. And I don't live that far away from them. I don't remember the year I've seen them. Maybe 2008? But I still consider them some of my best friends. I interact with them very briefly here and there. And I know that if we met up, had a beer, it would be no different. And you can't do that in this. You're just constantly bombarded with everything. And there's no real context to any of it. Like, it's always when somebody brings, like, when you go to college and you make your friends there and then they bring their high school friend. It's always that on Facebook. It's always you interacting with people, but they're interacting in context of people that you have no interest in, you don't know, and you're not connected with. They're behaving in that fashion because everything they do is to everybody. And it's fucking hideous. And I don't like it. And I'm done with it. I'll use Facebook to promote, you know, the DJ New Style show. And I'll use Twitter because Twitter, it's just fucking around. It's not, it's just jokes. And it's brief and it's anonymous. And I like that. But Facebook is really fucking, really wearing on me. I don't know. Frank, you love it, though. You're on all the time.
I don't love it. I'm very rarely do I put anything on there.
That's true. You still have that picture of you with a fucking Indian statue from 2006.
It was 2010. Oh. It was last year, dumbass.
I think you just uploaded. You just uploaded again, so the date changes.
No.
So, like, oh, wow, it's from 2010. He looks good. You keep uploading 2006's picture every 3 years.
Yeah, that's right, dude.
Well, that or he keeps RIPing 50 Cent. You know, they're just putting out false information. Why not?
See, that's the fucking thing I love about 4chan. They just it's this collection of people that have to be smart because they can do some pretty impressive things, but they use their skills in accomplishing these things simply to waste people's time and fuck with other people and pretend that people have died. I saw a thread on 4chan in B where I guess they just randomly selected a rapper to just post RIP comments to, and it ended up being 50 Cent. And within 20 seconds, there were about 1,000 like "Good Night, Sweet Prince" comments on his YouTube page.
God damn!
Good night, Sweet Prince. You were once in the club. Now you're in the casket. It was absolutely fucking awesome. But shit like that, fucking, I love people fucking with people. But
absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not cut out for social interaction. I'm not. I'm a loner. I'm somebody who just fucking stays at home and is happy as piss. That's it.
I give out big candy bars.
Yeah, and I not only that, I give out decent you know, the desirable treats for Halloween, and I yell at people for accepting them. I don't know why. I'm a piece of shit, and that's it.
Well, speaking of piece of shit, Haters Talk is becoming a semi-live program.
I noticed.
It's historically been just a recorded show, kind of like Geeks of Rage. They recorded pre-recorded. That sounds like shit. But they recorded ahead of time and then obviously posted up. But what I've been trying to do is we're just going to record it, and if you want to sit and listen in and bullshit or whatever, we're going to get some more microphones and try to get things set up a little bit more outside. I'm going to probably get some guests in. I'm going to try and get some Border Patrol people in to discuss like border.
No
issues.
Fucking way. You're really going to get Border Patrol? See that?
Yeah, why not?
That's a fucking
I'm
show.
I'm related to some. And not only that, hey, the border violence shit has gotten so bad here, dude. There's a county sheriff that got shot. And a local businessman just got kidnapped. So,
shit.
You know, it's starting to bleed over real bad.
Do you live near Laredo, Texas?
I live south of that, yeah.
Because there's a new series called Laredo when it talks about all that shit.
Yeah, Laredo is pretty bad.
You know what you are, dude? Frank? You're like when I'm looking for lures and fishing poles on Amazon, and it'll be like, hey, you ever use rubber worms? It's like people who have discussed this may have also discussed this. And then there you are. You're like a suggestive conversationalist. I think that's a good way to describe you, Frank.
There you go, Frank.
What do you think of that, Frank? Good? Bad?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Are you okay with it?
The rubber lures are fishing.
Well, anyway, Frank, I'm sorry. What's your problem?
None. Are we going to wrap it up? Or?
I didn't know that you had to go so abruptly. I didn't know that you wanted to leave by hearing the...
Well, gentlemen, I will speak to you later.
Okay. Thank you, Clayton.
Thank you for calling in, buddy. I really appreciate it. HateUsTalk.com. I fucking hate you sometimes. I swear to God. I want to go to your house and I want your mom to be there. And I will cook her something very delicious. And I want to punch
What's
you.
What's your signature dish?
I do a very nice lemon garlic chicken. Thank you.
All right.
I'll cook her some lemon garlic chicken and I'll knock you out so right at the point she's starting to smile from having a bite, and then your bald, knocked out head falls on her plate and ruins the dish and her love for you. Well, that's enough of this. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. I really appreciate it. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. We're also on iTunes and we have an RSS feed. If you don't know what that is, well, why don't you just ask Frank, because he's obviously a fucking expert on everything. He's a piece of shit, and I'd like to take a piss right in his
Suck
eyes.
Suck your ass, Dickie.
Want to repeat that?
Are you doing time chat tonight, or Gorilla
I will
chat?
Be doing chat roulette after the show.
Later.
Please feel free to go to facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Click like it, and let us know what you think. If you've enjoyed this, if that's even remotely possible. If you've hated it, whatever. Leave a comment. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Frank, is there anything you want to say?
Good night.
Thank you.